Kim Abbott describes today's racism as more nuanced, perhaps not as interpersonal as it was decades ago, with individuals blatantly being racist toward each other. She says the bigger race issues of today are more institutional.
You really need to look at equity in terms of opportunity, access to resources, and outcomes. And I think when you look at that, you can see areas where we have a lot of room to improve, and you can see areas where we're doing quite well.
An immigrant rights group is suing the Montana Highway Patrol, alleging racial discrimination, saying troopers have had a practice in place to check the immigration status of Latino drivers during routine traffic stops. The Highway Patrol hasn't commented on the suit, but Abbott says the concerns need to be taken seriously.
For folks to fully participate in their communities, they shouldn't have to live in fear of being targeted because of the color of their skin or their perceived ethnicity.
Otherwise, areas for improvement, she believes it can be easy in our culture to assume everyone starts out in life from the same place, but that's just not the case.
Sometimes you have people that start at the 50-yard line when other people are starting their own end zone, and I think we have to understand that to truly look at how we're doing.
She says you can apply this idea to Montana statistics like the academic achievement gap between minority students and their white counterparts, or the overrepresentation of minority groups in our correction system. She suggests we put more focus on solutions there.
Solutions that address the structures that might cause that in our state.
The achievement gap, the overrepresentation in our prisons, it's most apparent in Montana among Native Americans, our largest minority group at about 7% of our population. It's also regarding Native Americans Abbott believes the state has made some of its biggest strides, such as by instituting Indian education for all.
That basically says that all students in the state are going to be taught about the unique culture of American Indian people, the unique contributions that Indian people have made in the state of Montana, and also some of the challenges that are there.
She also applauds the state for electing a nearly proportional representation of Native Americans to our state legislature.
I think when you're looking at creating policies that address racial inequality, it's really important that you have representatives from the communities directly affected at the decision-making table. And in Montana, we're doing quite well there.
And she says that's something we can be proud of. Abbott just hopes it's not only on Martin Luther King Jr. Day that we think about these issues. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.